Greek banks reopened today. They had been closed for 3 weeks as Greek and European officials negotiated how to handle the country's financial crisis. Last week, they did strike that tentative deal for a new bailout, but all is not back to normal in Greece. So here with more is Jill Schlesinger of CBS News. She joins us from New York. And Jill, first of all, for Greeks who have been trying to get some much-needed cash, did they have that access today? Were they able to get that from their banks?
Yes, they were. A little bit more. Now, here's the new rule. The withdrawal limit used to be 60 euros or 65, 66 bucks per account per day. It's replaced today with a weekly limit of 420 euros. That's 455 bucks. So it's not that much more. Remember, this is still a situation where there's tons of pressure on the banking system. Greek depositors have pulled out 35 billion euros from those bank accounts since October, and there's not a ton of money floating around the system. I should also note today is the first time customers can actually access their safe deposit boxes that have been locked for 3 weeks.
Oh, interesting. So I had also mentioned that part of the deal included an increase in the sales tax from 13 to 23%. What impact is that likely to have?
Well, boy, this is a tax increase on a lot of parts of Greek life, whether it's coffee or different parts of the industries that are being, that have to buy stuff to just wholesalers. But, you know, this is part and parcel to that bailout deal. The Europeans were really tough. They said, you have a tax system that's not efficient. You've got too many loopholes. Far too many people are avoiding taxation. And this is one area where you can collect taxes at the moment of the transaction, which is why the Europeans really like a tax increase, such as a VAT increase.
Interesting. I mean, the Europeans like it, but do the Greeks? Because I imagine a lot of Greeks say that this is exactly the thing that's going to help them or keep them or prevent, I should say, the Greek economy from fully pulling out of its doldrums.
Yeah, and I get that, because obviously if you're trying to promote an economy, especially one where it's really hard for the import-export situation to free up at this moment, right, because there's still uncertainty, you want a domestic consumer to spend money. But if I have to spend more money on everything, and we're still in a situation there where certainly the tax situation is putting a crimp on people and there's still high unemployment and many people don't have jobs. So this is a very hard, bitter pill for the Greek people to swallow.
Jill Schlesinger of CBS News, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Great to be with you.